Spring had come. I'd been running around all day with Slog and we were starving. We were crossing the square to Myer's pork shop. Slog stopped dead in his tracks. "What's up?" I said. He nodded across the square. "Look," he said.
"Look at what?"
"It's me dad," he whispered.
"Your dad?"
"Aye." I just looked at him. "That bloke there," he said.
"What bloke? Where?"
"Him on the bench. Him with a cap on. Him with a stick." I shielded my eyes from the sun with me hand and tried to see. The bloke had his hands resting on the top of the stick. He had his chin resting on his hands. His hair was long and tangled and his clothes were tattered and worn, like he was poor, or like he'd been on a long journey. His face was in the shadow of the brim of his cap, but you could see he was smiling.
"Slogger man," I said, "your dad's dead."
"I know that, Davy, but it's him. He's come back again, like he said he would, in the spring." He raised his arm and waved.
"Dad," he shouted, "Dad."
The bloke waved back.
"See," said Slog, "how are you?"
He tugged my arm.
"No," I whispered, "no."
And I yanked myself free and I went into Myers, and Slog ran across the square to his dad. Slog's dad had been a bin man, a skinny bloke with a creased face and a greasy flat cap. He was always puffing on a woodbine. He hung onto the back of the bin wagon as it lurched through the estate, jumped off and on, slung the bins over his shoulder, tipped the muck into the back. He was forever singing hymns, "Faith of Our Fathers," "Hail Glorious St. Patrick," stuff like that. "Here he comes again," my mum would say, as he bashed the bins and belted out, "O Sacred Heart," at 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. But she'd be smiling because everybody liked Slog's dad, Joe Mickley, a daft and canny soul. First sign of his illness was just a bit of a limp. Then Slog came to school one day and said, "Me dad's got a black spot on his big toenail."
"Just like Treasure Island, eh?" I said.
"What's it mean?" he said. I was going to say death and doom, but I said, "He could try asking the doctor."
"He has asked the doctor."
Slog looked down. I could smell his dad on him, the scent of rotten rubbish that was always on him. They lived just down the street from us, and the whole house had that smell in it, no matter how much Mrs. Mickley washed and scrubbed. Slog's dad knew it. He said it was the smell of the earth. He said there'd be nowt like that in heaven. "The doctor said it's nowt," Slog said. "But he's staying in bed today, and he's going to hospital tomorrow."
"What's it mean, Davy?"
"How should I know?" I said. I shrugged.
"It's just a spot, man, Slog," I said.
Everything happened fast after that. They took the big toe off, then the foot, then the leg to halfway up the thigh. Slog said his mother reckoned his dad had caught some germs from the bins. My mother said it was all the woodbines he puffed. Whatever it was, it seemed they stopped it. They fitted a tin leg on him and sent him home. It was the end of the bins, of course. He took to sitting on the little garden wall outside the house. Mrs. Mickley often sat with him, and they'd be smelling their roses and nattering and smiling and swigging tea and puffing woodbines. He used to show off his new leg to passers-by. "I'll get the old one back when I'm in heaven," he said. If anybody asked, was he looking for work, he'd laugh.
"Work? I can hardly bloody walk."
And he'd start on "Faith of Our Fathers," and everybody'd smile. Then he got a black spot on his other big toenail, and they took him away again, and they started chopping at his other leg, and Slog said it was like living in a horror picture. When Slog's dad came home next, he spent his days parked in a wheelchair in his garden. He didn't bother with tin legs, just pyjama bottoms folded over his stumps. He was quieter. He sat day after day in the summer sun among his roses, staring out at the pebble-dashed walls and the red roofs and the empty sky. The woodbines dangled in his fingers. Sacred Heart drifted gently from his lips. Mrs. Mickley brought him cups of tea, glasses of beer, woodbines. Once I stood with Mam at the window and watched Mrs. Mickley stroke her husband's head and gently kiss his cheek.
"She's telling him he's going to get better," said Mam.
We saw the smile growing on Joe Mickley's face.
"That's love," said Mam. "True love."
Slug's dad still joked and called out to anybody passing by.
"Walk," he said. "Man, I cannot even bloody hop."
"They can hack your body to 100 bits, he'd say, but they cannot hack your soul." We saw him shrinking. Slug told me he'd heard his mother whispering about his dad's fingers coming off. He told me about Mrs. Mickley lifting his dad from the chair each night, laying him down, whispering her good nights, like he was a little bairn. Slug said that some nights when he was really scared, he got into bed beside them. "But it just makes it worse," he said. He cried. "I'm bigger than me dad, Davy. I'm bigger than me bloody dad." And he put his arms around me and put his head on my shoulder and cried. "Slog man," I said as I tugged away. "How we a slogger man?" One day, late in August, Slog's dad caught me looking. He waved me to him. I went to him slowly. He winked. "It's all right," he whispered. "I knew you didn't want to come too close." He looked down to where his legs should be. "They tell us if I get to heaven, I'll get them back again," he said.
"What do you think of that, Davy?"
I shrugged. "Dunno, Mr. Mickley," I said. "Do you reckon I'll be able to walk back here if I do get them back again?" "Dunno, Mr. Mickley." I started to back away. "I'll walk straight out them pearly gates," he said. He laughed. "I'll follow the smells. There's nae smells in heaven. I'll follow the bloody smells right back here to the lovely earth." He looked at me. "What do you think of that?" he said. Just a week later, the garden was empty. We saw Dr. Molly going in, then Father Romani, and just as dusk was coming on, Mr. Blenkinsop, the undertaker. The week after the funeral, I was heading out of the estate for school with Slog, and he told me,
"Dad said he's coming back."
"Slogger man," I said. "His last words to me, 'Watch for me in the spring,' he said."
"Slogger man, it's just because he was..."
"What?" I gritted my teeth.
"Dying, man."
I didn't mean to yell at him, but the traffic was thundering past us on the bypass. I got hold of his arm and we stopped.
"Bloody dying," I said more softly.
"Me mam says that and all," said Slog. "She says we'll have to wait. But I cannot wait till I'm in heaven, Davy. I want to see him here one more time." Then he stared at the sky. "Dad," he whispered. "Dad." I got into Myers. Chops and sausages and bacon and black pudding and joints and pies sat in neat piles in the window. A pink pig's head with its hair scorched off and a grin on its face gazed out at the square. There was a bucket of bones for dogs and a bucket of blood on the floor. The marble counters and Billy Myers' face were gleaming.
"Aye, aye, Davy," he said.
"Aye," I muttered.
"Saveloy, I suppose, with everything?"
"Aye, aye." I looked out over the pig's head. Slog was with the bloke, looking down at him, talking to him. I saw him lean down to touch the bloke.
"And a dip?" said Billy.
"Aye," I said. He plunged the sandwich into a trough of gravy.
"Bloody lovely," he said.
"Do I see it myself?" "A shilling to you, sir." I paid him, but I couldn't go through the door. The sandwich was hot. The gravy was dripping to my feet. Billy laughed. "Penny for him," he said. I watched Slog get onto the bench beside the bloke.
"Do you believe there's life after death?" I said. Billy laughed. "Now there's a question for a butcher," he said. A skinny old woman came in past me. "What can I do for your pet?" said Billy. "See you, Davy." He laughed. "Kids," he said. Slog looked that happy as I walked towards them. He was leaning on the bloke and the bloke was leaning back on the bench, grinning at the sky. Slog made a fist and a face of joy when he saw me. "It's Dad, Davy," he said. "See, I told you." I stood in front of them. "You remember Davy, Dad," said Slog. The bloke looked at me. He looked nothing like the Joe Mickley I used to know. His face was filthy, but it was smooth and his eyes were shining bright. "Course I do," he said. "Nice to see you, son." Slog laughed. "Davy's a bit scared," he said. "No wonder," said the bloke. "That looks very tasty." I held the sandwich out to him. He took it, opened it and smelt it, and looked at the meat and peas pudding and stuffing and mustard and gravy. He closed his eyes and smiled, then lifted it to his mouth. "Savoy with everything," he said. He licked the gravy from his lips, wiped his chin with his hand. "Bloody lovely. You got out to drink?" "No," I said. "Ah, has he got a tongue?" "He looks a bit different," said Slog, "but that's just because he's been..." "Transfigured," said the bloke. "Aye," said Slog, "transfigured. Can I show him your legs, Dad?" The bloke laughed gently. He bit his saveloy sandwich. His eyes glittered as he watched me. "Aye," he said, "gan on. Show me legs, son." And Slog knelt at his feet and rolled the bloke's tattered trouser bottoms up and showed the bloke's dirty socks and dirty shins. "See?" he whispered. He touched the bloke's legs with his fingers. "Aren't they lovely?" he said. "Touch 'em, Davy." I didn't move. "Gan on," said the bloke. "Touch 'em, Davy." His voice got colder. "Do it for Slogger, Davy," he said. I crouched. I touched. I felt the hair and the skin and the bones and muscles underneath. I recoiled. I stood up again. "It's true, see," said Slog. "He got them back in heaven." "What do you think of that then, Davy?" said the bloke. Slog smiled. "He thinks they're bloody lovely, Dad." Slog stroked the bloke's legs one more time, then rolled the trousers down again. "What's heaven like, Dad?" said Slog. "Hard to describe, son." "Please, Dad." "It's like bright and peaceful and there's God and the angels and all that." The bloke looked at his sandwich. "It's like having all the saveloy dips you ever want, with everything, every time." "Must be great." "Oh, aye, son, it's dead canny." "Are you coming to see Mam, Dad?" he said. The bloke pursed his lips and sucked in air and gazed into the sky. "Dunno. Dunno if I've got the time, son." Slog's face fell. The bloke reached out and stroked Slog's cheek. "This is very special," he said. "Very rare. They let it happen because you're a very rare and special lad." He looked into the sky and talked into the sky. "How much longer have I got?" he said. Then he nodded. "Aye, okay, okay." He shrugged and looked back at Slog. "No," he said, "time's pressing. I cannot do it, son." There were tears in Slog's eyes. "She misses you that much, Dad," he said. "Aye, I know." The bloke looked into the sky again. "How much longer?" he said. He took Slog in his arms. "Come here," he whispered. I watched them hold each other tight. "You can tell her about me," said the bloke. "You can tell her I love and miss her and all." He looked at me over Slog's shoulder. "And so can Davy, your best mate. Can't you, Davy? Can't you?" "Aye," I muttered. Then the bloke stood up. Slog still clung to him. "Can I come with you, Dad?" he said.
The bloke smiled. You know you can't, son.
What did you do? I said.
Eh? Said the bloke.
What job did you do?
The bloke looked at me dead cold.
I was a bin man, Davy, he said. I used to stink, but I didn't mind. And I followed the stink to get me here.
He cupped Slog's face in his hands.
Isn't that right, son?
Aye, said Slog.
So what's Slog's mother called? I said.
Eh?
Your wife. What's her name?
The bloke looked at me. He looked at Slog. He pushed the last bit of sandwich into his mouth and chewed.
A sparrow hopped close to our feet, trying to get at the crumbs.
The bloke licked his lips, wiped his chin, stared into the sky.
Please, Dad, whispered Slog.
The bloke shrugged. He gritted his teeth and sighed and looked at me, so cold, and at Slog, so gentle.
Slog's mother, he said. Me wife.
He shrugged again. She's called Mary.
Oh, Dad, said Slog, and his face was transfigured by joy. Oh, Dad.
The bloke laughed. Ha, bloody ha. He held Slog by the shoulders.
Now, son, you got to stand here and watch me go, and you mustn't follow.
I won't, Dad, whispered Slog.
And you must always remember me.
I will, Dad.
And me, you, and your lovely mam will be together again one day in heaven.
I know that, Dad. I love you, Dad.
And I love you.
And the bloke kissed Slog and twisted his face at me, then turned away. He started singing Faith of Our Fathers. He walked across the square past Meyer's pork shop and turned down onto the high street. We ran after him then and we looked down the high street past the people and the cars, but there was no sign of him, and there never would be again. We stood there speechless.
Billy Myers came to the door of the pork shop with a bucket of bones in his hand and watched us.
That was me dad, said Slog.
Aye, said Billy.
Aye, he came back, like he said he would, in the spring.
That's good, said Billy.
Come and have a dip, son.
With everything.